All right, we'll call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Under item 2, student recognition, Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Sack.
I'm standing with this tall, young, beautiful young man named Austin Heron, first grader. He's about a head taller than all the first graders down there. Almost going on me. Austin, first grader, recognized by Mrs. Fulton, our first grade teacher. She's unwilling, unable to be here today, but she really wants to. I have a few notes that I wanted to share that she specifically used some specific words. I know she's very proud of you. She says that Austin is kind, hardworking, and helpful. She said that his attention is unwavering during class time. So much so that oftentimes he'll try to redirect his classmates onto doing the right thing as well in class. So unwavering is an important word there that you're always steadfast about getting your work done. They also have a recognition wall out in front of the classroom where only their most special work goes after lots of practice and really the most prideful work that goes up there. And he was the first one to be recognized with his hard work up there. So that's a good honor to have your work framed up front there. But really what she wanted to recognize him for was there was an incident a few weeks ago where a classmate called him a name in class. And the boy was caught by another teacher and was in trouble and started to cry. And Mrs. Fulton thought that Austin handled it very maturely and showed a lot of grace to the student and said, listen, you apologize, we're over, let's move on. It really encouraged the child to stop crying and to get on about his day. He said, it's over, that event's over, and I'm not satisfied anymore, and we're moving on. So she was really just proud and pleased by the way that you always hold yourself, and we're very proud to recognize you. Real student of the month. Congratulations, all.
Mrs. Manet.
When I asked my third grade team for Student of the Month, they said, we have to do all three, our triplets. So we have Jalen right here, and then we have, I'm going to get it right, Jasmine and Jordan, okay? And their teachers all wanted to come. Mrs. Kozak's going to share for everybody tonight. But I just have to say, they're new to Norton this year, and they have been a true blessing to our school. Every morning as they get off the bus, they're always smiling and giving hugs, and we're always commenting about their beautiful hair, and then they get off on their day, and then the teachers are going to share about something special about each and every one of them.
Okay, the first one I'd like to talk about is Jasmine. Jasmine is our superhero for several reasons. Our first reason is that she's a super friend. She's always willing to share her snacks with her friends. She's also a super helper. She actively looks for ways to help the teacher. Once a parent stepped on a bug, so we're looking for a tissue to pick it up, she grabs the tissue, swoops in, picks up the bug, and throws it away. My son is a football player in high school. He would have touched it. This is Jordan. Jordan is our second superhero. Jordan has impressed us with how easily she has transitioned to Norton Primary. She loves everyone, and everyone loves her. It's like she's been here all this time. Jordan's kind and is a hard worker. She's super easygoing. She has a wonderful sense of humor, and she's always making her teacher laugh. She's also a super science learner. She was telling me the other day how she saw sedimentary rock forming outside and was excited about it. And the last one is Jaylen, and she's our rainbow superhero. She is always on task and making good choices. She works hard on her assignments, always goes above and beyond. She's friends with everyone in the classroom, and always makes room in her group for others to join. She takes on the role as teacher assistant by finding any mistakes the teacher makes. Jasmine, Jalen, and Jordan are always polite and patient. The three girls strive to make good choices. They are quiet but strong leaders in the classroom. We consistently count on these girls to do the right thing. They are always willing to help a friend. Of course, superhero children always come from a superhero family, and we would like to thank their parents for bringing them up and for their hard work and support and help them to make these special superheroes. So thank you for sharing your children with us. And the three teachers up here are Mrs. Everhart, Mrs. Kozak, and Mrs. Christie. So they do a beautiful job with our kids.
This is Oliveri.
With us a second grader from Ms. Roy's room, Jason Beverly, and he was announced this morning as our November Student of the Month, and as you can see, he was a little busy this evening, came right from wrestling practice, so thank you, Mr. Eagle, for letting us know that he's going to be a little bit late, but he made it, so I'd like to introduce Ms. Roy's and she can talk a little about him.
So this morning, Mrs. Oliveri was on the announcements reading, and we don't ever say their name first, so she began with, "It's a pleasure to announce our next student of the month." And this morning, my students were silent reading at their desk, so it's always interesting to see like at what point they catch on that it may be them. So I was watching Jason because I hadn't told him before. So the first thing Mrs. Oliveri says is that he loves dinosaurs, and you could kind of see his head like, oh, I kind of like dinosaurs. And then he's like, or the next thing she said is he likes when he gets to stay up late, and he's like, and then she said he's involved in wrestling, and he's like, all three of us. And then she said that he enjoys eating dinner with his family. And so all these things sound like a typical boy, but he is a spectacular student. And so he was like, you could just see the smile like spreading across his face once he realized that this was a possibility, it was going to be him. So here is why I picked Jason. He is responsible, trustworthy, and a great leader. He is self-disciplined in his studies and at school and both at home. On any given day, you'll see him going the extra mile on both his schoolwork and homework and above expectations. He continually shows strategies. In second grade, we stress strategies. And we want them to show their work, and he goes above and beyond, showing me how he figured out his answer, showing me the strategies that he used. He has remarkable handwriting. And one of my favorite stories about Jason is I am one of the teachers that run the summer book club during the summer for our K or first grade to fourth grade students. And Mrs. Oliveri will stick the people that sign up in my mailbox. And so I was going through them and I see this handwriting. And I'm like, that's really good handwriting. But I don't think that's an adult handwriting. And so I wasn't sure if he was signed up by a parent or if what was going on. So I called his dad and I was like, did you sign Jason up for the summer book club? And he didn't have any idea what I was talking about. Jason was so excited to be a part of it that he signed himself up. And handwriting was so good that it almost fooled me. So, that just kind of shows like he loves to be involved. He's such a great student. And that just warmed my heart. He is very kind-hearted. Jason loves to help volunteer with other students, helping them with their work. We have a new student that's still trying to catch on some of the concepts in our math curriculum, and so Jason will sit with her and work with her. When something needs done in the classroom, he will be the first one to offer. We have dismissal sheets at the end of the day, and he is one of the first ones like, can I go get it for you? And
He has great manners. He is a yes ma'am, no ma'am type of kid, and that you don't hear that very often anymore. And it kind of caught me off guard the first time he said it, because I'm like, oh, I'm not that old, but shooting manners. So you'll often hear him say words like please and thank you, and it's evident that he practices what has been preached at home. So again, we know that Jason is being raised by a wonderful family, and he, as any parent would, wishes that they come to school and just outside of the home act how you would expect them to act, and he definitely does each and every day. So that's Jason.
So with that, here is your certificate for Student of the Month. So congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber.
From the middle school this month, Andrew Korniak is our student of the month. Before I turn it over to Mr. Tribb, this morning I met with Andrew, and I always ask the kids why they think that they were chosen, and he shared some things with me. And then I said at the end, is there anything else you'd like me to share with the board or at the meeting? And he said, can I talk about my family? And I said, sure, Andrew, you can talk about your family. He said, I have a younger brother named Jimmy. I said, okay. He said, I have two older sisters that go to high school, Rachel and Annie. And I said, okay. And then he said, I have two sisters that go to college, Jenny and Nicole. And I said, Andrew, how is it with all of those sisters? And he said to me, one of them is nice. So, girl, I don't know.
Well,
it's been a nice conversation this morning, and Mr.
Tripp
came to share
more
about Andrew.
As an eighth grade team, we get together. Mrs. Gerbel said that we need a student a month, you know, by whatever. And so we sit and we talk and discuss kids that we have, and we kind of share like our thoughts and experiences with kids. And Andrew's one of those kids that I don't know who said it, but somebody said, Andrew, we're like, boom, decision made. He is just such a great kid. And he's not a loud kid. He doesn't talk a whole lot. If you get to know him, he's kind of quiet, he kind of works at his own pace, does his own thing, but when he has something to say, he grabs your attention. I don't know what it is, but when he goes, Mr. Trivisano, I'm kind of like, oh yes, Andrew's talking to me, this is awesome. And he's so genuine when he talks, and he's so polite. And that's one of the two characteristics I'm going to talk about, is how polite he is, and that's kind of a lost art or a lost characteristic that a lot of people, you know, don't have nowadays, especially young people, and he's kind of mastered it. And like everyone said earlier, all the other teachers, that's something that comes from home, and he's carried that into our school and made it, you know, a friendlier, nicer, more pleasant place. I'm Andrew for math, and math is not exactly the best subject for all kids, but in math, to be successful at it, you have to have grit, which is a word that we use quite a lot at the middle school, and quite a lot in math. And he has maybe more grit than I've ever seen out of anybody. We have a lot of questions in our classroom, and he is class Mr. Pritchard and myself. And if we kind of give him a task and we walk away and come back to him, he will not stop at that task until he has it 100% correct. Almost to the point where you're like, you know, you can give up a little bit, but he won't, which is a great, you know, admirable quality that he has. And I don't want him to ever give up, but I want him to kind of, you know, say, let's go to the next one. He's like, well, I gotta get this tomorrow night. He's so focused on it. And it's such an amazing quality to have. But he's a great kid to have. He's got a lot of special qualities for a young man. I wish he was a little shorter, because I'm feeling like I'm kind of on this way on the height scale as I get older. But we're really glad to have him, really fortunate to have him in our building. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm proud to present everybody the November Student of the Month for the high school. This is Sydney Hagenbush, and everybody else, they keep talking about everyone's families, but I don't think very much of your family. So.
Thanks.
Just kidding. No, Sydney, she's such a great representative and ambassador of our school. You know, I remember when I first met you, and I've known you for 4 years now, she never talks. And I always wonder, like, are you sure you came from, you know, Stephanie? I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm just kidding. She's gonna be back in a minute. So anyway, you know, she never talks, and but it was kind of like what Mr. Trivers was saying. It's like when she does talk, it's like, you know, those old E.F. Hutton commercials, you know, like everyone's listening as soon as she talks. And she's such a great person to have around the building to just kind of show the way. She's great with our younger kids around the building to just show what a great representative is of the high school. She's a member of both, she's actually a captain of both the volleyball teams and the track teams. She used to play basketball. She still should be. I've harped on that for how many times you heard me say that? Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, she's a great athlete, but she's also involved in a lot of physics clubs. She's a National Honor Society. You also were a debutante in the Sweetheart Ball Cotillion. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. So obviously she's involved in things outside of school as well. But the biggest thing that I hear is that you are great at dabbing. So, so you want to dab for all of us here? No? No? Okay. I tried. There you go. I tried, Stephanie. So anyway, congratulations to Sydney, and obviously very well deserved from the high school.
At this time, we'll take a quick recess to congratulate the students of the month, and those who wish to leave can exit at that time. Thank you. Called back into session. Yeah, mine's on. Item 3, public participation. Item A, we have Norman, is it Gentner? Is he here? He's not. He was the only individual who signed up. Does anybody else wish to speak? Under public participation, you have 3 minutes. If you could just state your name and where you're from, and just remember to not call out any individual board member, please.
Hold on, Pat. I can't get. I'm good.
Ready? Hello. My name is Pat Ravenhorst. I've lived in this town my whole life. I graduated from here, and I've worked in the system for over 20 years. As a citizen and a parent, I have never not voted for a levy. One, because I love the school. Two, because I know the administrators, teachers, and support staff only want what's best for our children. They must be doing a great job because Norton has been labeled excellent with distinction for many years. Now, 2 years ago, I was faced with my great nephew moving in with me. Now, Owen is a special needs kind of kid, but we needed him in school. I knew I was going to need a lot of help and guidance there. The only person I trusted to help me with this hard choice was Eric Morse. I worked with Eric while he was principal at the primary school. I saw firsthand how much he cares for the students. So I knew he would help me with some of the hard choices I was facing. We talked many times about what was best for Owen, whether he would make it here in Norton or have to go to another placement. Well, thanks to Eric and the high school staff, Owen graduated in June and became the third generation to graduate from Norton. Now, Mr. Morris is a quiet, kind, and gentle man who loves our children with his whole heart. He hardly misses a special event, and he knows each building and what each building needs. Eric truly cares for our community. These are a few reasons why I think the board should consider putting Mr. Morse into the position of superintendent. I've seen amazing administrators. I've seen not so great administrators come and go. But as a parent and a taxpayer, I feel we could not choose a better man for the Norton City Schools and our children. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak? Thank you. Item 4 with the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I have one correction. I have two. They're tied together. Board business, item 5. We need to pull C and D. It deals with the gas well. The owner of that gas well has decided at the last minute not to honor the agreement that we came upon. He does not wish to sell his rights to that well at this time. Our attorneys are currently working with his attorney to figure out if they can come to some sort of solution. And our attorneys are looking at other routes for obtaining those rights.
Do we have a signed agreement?
We do not. We've spent 3 weeks trying to get one, and there's been different issues each time with the owner. They basically wouldn't come to an agreement with us.
It's a disappointment.
Yes, it is.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Cindy?
Yeah, this doesn't affect the tanks, does it? This is just the well, or is this the tanks too?
It's both. I've been in contact with CT Taylor and MKC. They're looking at alternate placements for the field house. In the same general location, but its arrangement would change a little bit if we can't come to an agreement with the owner of that well.
How much time do we have to try and work it out before CT Taylor has to change their location and plan?
I think we've got a little bit of time. I'd like to see in the next 2 weeks what our attorneys can do, just to see.
So there's still hope.
Yeah, there's. I'm holding out hope that they'll either figure out another route to go, or they can come to an agreement.
Anything further? So we'll be removing under board business C and D. You have your on your next. Mm-hmm. Are there any further corrections or additions? Can I have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item 5, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the following policy update, September 2016, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, item 5, can I have a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the first guaranteed maximum price amendment between the Board of Education and CT Taylor Company, Incorporated, in connection with the Field House Attachment I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 6, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the Committee of the Whole meeting minutes, October 10th, 2016, attachment L, attachment M, and attachment N?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under Treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve the warrants attachment O and P?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Under Superintendent's recommendations, personnel, can I have a motion to approve resignations, leaves, and terminations, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Under personnel, item B, can I have a motion to approve certified and classified items B through E?
So moved.
I'll second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Same again under personnel. Can I have a motion to approve the following supplementals, F through H?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item I, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental I? -1.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, items J through AA? Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Whipple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Under superintendent's reports, Mr. Dunn.
I have nothing additional, Mr. Berman.
High school is progressing well. There's still a good amount of work to do, but we are on track. Definitely been planning to move. I feel like we have a pretty solid plan. Everybody's really, you know, pulling together to get through this big process. And I think, you know, when we get it done, everybody's going to be very proud of the new building, the new facility. It is impressive.
Megan, can you stand up? I'd like to thank the board and introduce you to Megan McMullen. She's the one that was brought on for full-time in the preschool.
Thank you.
I had mentioned at our tech and curriculum meeting that we did get a Best Buy grant for Girls to Code Club, Girl Coders. It'll be targeted to 8th grade girls, second semester, probably late January, early February, once the move is all settled. It was for $4,000, so we'll get that up and running soon. And just congratulations to the students on the month. That's it.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Congratulations to the students of the month and happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe we're there already.
Mrs. Webber.
Congratulations to the band and another great, phenomenal season. We just had our fall sports banquet and then a lot of awards given up there, and good luck to our winter sports. Norton Aid is underway, which is where the schools have contests, canned goods and that kind of thing. So. We'll be helping out as many families as we can on December 17th. And for those of you that did not get to go to the heroin awareness program at Grace, it was phenomenal. And it will be on their website. It's 2 hours, but let me tell you, it went fast and learned a whole lot. So it's great to see our community and pulling together to help these people. Very eye-opening as to what goes on with that addiction. So if you can watch it, I don't think it's on the site right now. It wasn't the other day, so but keep watching the great site. That's it.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. I know we, now that fall sports is officially over and in the books with the banquet last week, at our athletic council meeting, we had several, it was early, but we had several good things that came out of fall sports. There's a numerous amount of all-league participants, which is great. And better yet, students that go along with that to excel in the classroom. So congratulations to all of them. There's a laundry list. Speaking of, Cindy talked about community I'm going to bring it up. It's in the past, but, unfortunately we had another levy fail. I think that it's important that obviously we're going to continue to push for a levy. Is a board. We need the levy to function as a school district. And I would just ask, we have a small community here today, but there's many more out there. This community came together to approve a bond issue to get the new high school built. We need the community to come together and get this levy passed. And I can tell you there was a small group of people that worked hard to try to get the levy passed, but obviously we're going to need an army. And I just ask that you reach out to your neighbors, your friends, parents, and help us support the next go-around. So thanks.
Mr. Knight?
Just be congratulations to the Students of the Month, and also, like Stephanie, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And I love this time of year. I think it's a good time. We need to all kind of count our blessings, and it's a good time for your family, and just be thankful. So, and be safe.
Mrs. Bennett,
congratulations to the student of the month. We've been talking about career tech, and from November 29th to December 9th, the survey that we have been talking about of the possible adding programs to our career tech will be on there. And so parents can go on the website and fill out the survey. The students will be taking the survey. It's geared towards 7th and 8th and 9th and 10th. They'll be taking the survey in school. So just want to get the word out for parents to go out and do that. I want to thank the high school staff and the students for putting on another spooktacular. That was a very fun event, and it's a great way for the school and the community to come together. I also was able to attend the night of Unmasking the Monster with respect to the heroin epidemic. It was a very informative night. Many parts of it were very sad, but it was a great message of hope. And I just want to thank Grace Church, Chris Gerber, Sharon Herchick. I mean, there was a number of people that were involved in putting that together, and they really should be commended for it because it was fantastic. I want to mention the middle school academic challenge team. Their advisors are Mrs. Butcher and Mrs. Kane. They had their first win this past week at Our Lady of the Elms. The fifth and sixth grade team took first place, so that's fantastic. Also, last week we had the high school academic party. We had 392 high school students with a 3.3 GPA or above that were able to attend the academic party. So I just think that's fantastic. And then I don't know if anyone has watched the news today, but in Chattanooga, Tennessee, there was a bus accident, and they're reporting that at least six children were killed. That is Woodmore Elementary School, and I know that there were a number of schools that reached out to us and helped us. So I would hope that, I know that there is some way that our district can help those families and those students. And if you would all keep them in your thoughts and prayers. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks. I always want to congratulate the Students of the Month on how much effort all of you come in and put into each. When you talk about them, it's just eye-opening how much effort goes into that. So thank you for your time and coming in off your off time to appreciate their success. And one of the things this administration and the board members, we went down to the Ohio School Board Association in Columbus last week, and it's very interesting every time we go down there, because it's amazing how much recognition Norton gets. We wear our name tags and we walk around, and Mr. Stone King, I know you're trying to exit, but your name is always brought up, and how safe and what you do. And when people did reach out to us during our tragic incident, and it was overwhelming how many people did say something to us, not only about the incident, but to make sure that our driver was okay. So a lot of recognition while we were down there. And I was very proud, very heartfelt when I was down there. The professionals that we have, the staff that we have, every day that we were down there, somebody came up to us and said something very positive about our district. So I felt very proud while I was down there. So thank you for what you do. And one of the things that overwhelms me this time of year is to be thankful for what we have and to give. It's not just about receiving, but the blessings that you have, and to turn around and give. And I know, Officer Starling, do you want to say something about what you're doing?
Thank you, Mr. Sand. As we have since, I believe, 2003 was the first year, the North Police Department is putting on a Shop with a Cop program for children of underprivileged families and families that are kind of in different crises. The difference is this year, and you can kind of check out the information on the cityofnorton.org's website. The big difference this year is that we've decided, in the past, there was a consortium of several police departments who worked together to put on a huge Shop with a Cop program. And, you know, there were a lot of there were pros. It got us involved. It got the ball rolling on the Shop with a Cop program. And like I said, we participated in that consortium since 2003. This year, in mid-October, we had a departmental meeting, and at that meeting, we decided that for the first time, we were going to go out and do this on our own. So that was a giant leap of faith. Because in the past, really, all we had to do was sell raffle tickets and show up with our kids that day. There was a great deal of work that over the last several years, Mr. Sams and I did behind the scenes to find the kids that were going to be the participants and so forth. But this year, we had to create our own raffle. We had to get our own raffle prize. We had to find a new place to take the kids shopping. So we had to sort of do everything from scratch. So Shop with a Cop tickets is how we are raising funds for the program. They're $1 piece. We're raffling off a big screen smart TV, and we were so by the seat of our pants that we just kind of said, we're gonna have a big screen smart TV. That's gonna be the raffle prize. And on the tickets, because we had to print tickets, and we still didn't have the prize, I said, let's just say it's a 50-inch, and if it ends up being more, then it ends up being more. Well, I was very, very excited. Sunday morning, a couple of the officers that are helping, Sergeant McShane and Officer Bessie, actually went out, and Officer Bessie had made contact with the manager at Target over in Wadsworth, right on the Wadsworth-Norton border. They were very generous. We ended up paying very little money out of pocket, and we got a humongous 58-inch Samsung smart TV for our grand prize. So $1 buys you a chance at that TV. And you know, obviously the bigger message, folks, right, is we're gonna make a bunch of kids' Christmas a little brighter. And so we're gonna take them to breakfast, and we're gonna go shopping at Target, probably get some hot chocolate at Starbucks, and you know, take them shopping and come back, wrap the presents, have some pizza. I've had a few people come up to me in addition to financial support and say, you know, could I donate some food? Could I come and help with the party? The answer to all of that is resoundingly yes, yes, yes. If I had 200 adults show up to help, I'd be fine with that. That would be great. So please let me know. My contact information is on the city's website. all of you and the school staff have it too. So please, please, please let me know if there's anything you're interested in doing, if you just want to buy tickets, whatever. Thank you.
Thanks. So one of the things that just I always compliment is how this community comes together, and it's what you guys do, and it's what the all the emergency services do for the city and our elected officials. One thing that we all do, and that's always come together. So I always am thankful for that. So thank you for coming. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.